listener production.
Let's talk everything, Julia, that's happening around Central Victoria, because we have the opportunity right here.
I tell you what, we are spoilt for choice, Coggo. Just when you thought Easter mayhem had died down, it does not. There's plenty to choose from. Whatever you're interested in, like cars and coffee. Love this. Every single month they have a get-together the second Saturday. And this April 1, it's on at 9 a.m. at Bendigo Homemaker Centre on High Street. Casual get-together for the car lovers to gawk at each other's pride and joy.
Gawk. Right. That's what they do. You're having a gawk. That's
you're having a geese?
You're having a little geezer.
Hey. Have a little looksy.
Yeah, I spy with my little eye.
Don't spill your coffee on mine.
So there's a little bit happening in the Hargreaves Mall this coming Saturday from 11. There's going to be a little parade. How do you say that, Jules? Is it Parisian?
Ah, Parisian, the French.
Yes.
Paris.
I knew you'd know. There's dance and craft with the Scots mascots and plenty of other stuff happening in there. The school holiday's nearly over, so it's a good chance to take the kids in Saturday morning to the Hargreaves Mall from 11 till 2. It's all free.
Coggo, this is a special occasion. 50-year anniversary reunion for the BAC, the Bendigo Athletic Club. They are doing this at the Tom Flood Sports Centre with some formalities, some celebrations, past and present athletes and members, and just to admire how fit all these fantastic locals are. Then they're going to be partying out to the Rising Sun Hotel from 6 o'clock with lots of goodies. So if you want to be part of it, you know someone who's interested with the BAC, make sure you get amongst it and contact the Bendigo Athletic Club.
We're into the markets again. This Saturday from 8:30, it's the Kyneton Farmers Market. And like most farmers markets, all the farmers will be there. They will. And they'll have so much to see, do, taste and take away. And also homemade pasta sauces and lasagna as well. There's gnocchi, which apparently is the handmade gnocchi. There is the best seller, I'm told, by friends of mine down Kyneton Way. So it happens every Saturday of each month, second Saturday, I should say. This is the Saturday. It will be happening between 8:30 and 1 in the afternoon.
In Rosie Park on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it is going to be transformed into a wine lover's delight. It's the Stratagem Bendigo Winemakers Festival. 5 hours where you can taste test the best local wines, bring along a picnic for a bit of something to eat with it, find a little shady spot in the park, and you can sip all the different varieties, white, red, rosé, sparkling, whatever you like, bendigoregion.com.au, where you can get the tickets and have a fantastic time this Saturday.
Yeah, Malden Market on Sunday from 9, where the footy oval is. And I've got to tell you that this is always big as well. It is a town, a beautiful town, Malden, where people like to get to. Again, artisan stalls. There's handmade arts and crafts. Did I say that right, Jules? Artisan?
Artisan, I believe.
I thought so.
Well, see, but I've heard both, Coggo.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it depends where you come from. Anyway, the kids will be able to play in the playground. You can get along and enjoy. That is coming up this Sunday from 9 in the morning over in Malden. It's the big Malden Market.
All right, plenty happening. Coggo, you are the expert when it comes to local sport. What is happening there?
Well, I'm not sure I'm the expert, but I'll give it a crack anyway. Sport around the region, it is the Heathgate District Football League. They kicked off last week. The Bendigo League is in vogue, as well as the Loddon Valley. So it's coming from all angles as far as the sport is concerned. And I've got to tell you, the Heathgate District Football League is, round one was last week, was fantastic. Round two kicks off this week, and there's plenty of great games, including Leechville taking on Colbin Abbon, which Leechy had a loss last week. Colbo had a win, so that's at Leechy's home ground. That'll be interesting. Elmore take on North Bendigo. They went down Elmore. They'd be really disappointed with that because they recruited well. And North Bendigo haven't played a game yet. They come off the bye last week, so they'll be playing their first game. Heathcote were terrific. They take on Lockie Bemorne United, both winners from round one. And White Hills taking on Mount Pleasant. This one's down at Scott Street. So that's what's happening as far as the Heathcote League is concerned. And Huntly have the bye. Okay, let's move on to the Loddon Valley Football Netball League competition. They are officially into round one, and it's Maiden Gully taking on Calliville United. Both have had major changes to their side, so that's at Morris College. Bridgewater, haven't they recruited well? They take on Newbridge. We'll be interested to see what happens at Bridgie's Recreation Reserve. Morong, last year's premiers, take on Midi Ammo out at Malone Park, and Bears Lagoon Serp get their season underway against Pyramid Hill. Some cracking games there in the Loddon Valley Football Netball League. Just moving to the Bendigo Football Netball League. Let's have a look at, round two it is. Sandhurst taking on Gisborne. That should be a cracking game up at the QEO. Miraburra and Kangaroo Flat over at Princes Park. South Bendigo at Harry Trott Reserve take on Castlemaine. And Golden Square Strathfield say it is a replay of last year's grand final, this time not at the QEO, at Wade Street. So that's what's happening as far as local footy is concerned. We'll keep you updated right here.
This is our town.
Great, thanks, Coggo. Plenty of local sport happening to get excited about. Now on to Where to Bendy Go. Em Tresidar, she is the one that's out and about each week trying to find what is the best, what's happening, what's new, what's exciting, local activities you never heard of. Take it away, Em.
I was walking to the supermarket and I saw a poster for a roller derby right here in Bendigo and I needed to know more.
Em's gone and done it.
So I'm at the Dragon City Chico Rollers Tuesday training session. You may be able to hear the sweet, sweet wheels. They're skating backwards on one leg. The tenacity, the bravery, the elegance. Now they're skating forwards. And that I think I could handle, but also in some ways I don't think I could. It does seem that we're practicing some contact now. I don't exactly know what's going on, but I love it. I really do.
But wait, there's more to Ben to know.
I sat down with a bunch of the Chico Rollers to find out more about Dragon City and why they love roller derby. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Crackerjack.
I'm Fatal Phoenix.
I'm Pickles.
I'm Smack.
My name is Spunky.
I'm Kilbo Baggins.
Kilbo Baggins? Yeah. I'm dying. These names are the best.
I personally think we have some of the best across Victoria. I look at the sign-up sheets for each statewide stampede and just marvel at our team sometimes.
I've loved it. Fatal Phoenix, that's a strong name.
Goose Lightning is another one of my favourites.
I was lucky enough to spend some time with Beck, who's Dragon City's media coordinator and the captain of the Chico Rollers. First, I wanted to know why roller derby and why Dragon City specifically.
There's a role in this sport for everyone. So there's no one ideal body shape. Everyone progresses at their own speed. There really is, as long as you've got the perseverance and the drive to stick at it when things are tough, like it just pays off in spades. As far as this team goes, I think that one of our real values is the fact that being a regional club, we have to be everything to everyone. So some years we struggle to field a team at all, and it means that we have to be really open and understanding about different people's life situations and how much they can commit to the club. And I think it makes for just a better place to be around.
I think it's quite inclusive in terms of skill level, right? Like I, for example, can't skate to save myself. Would I be able to come along?
Yeah, absolutely. So we start off with a learn to skate program. So people come into that. Some of them, you know, have skated as kids and haven't skated for 20, 30 years. Others have never strapped on skates in their life. Some people have a sporting background, others don't. You get people that come to our learn to skate program and at the end of 12 weeks, you know, can drag themselves around the rink once and that feels like success to them. Whereas other people, they get to the end of their program and they're ready to move on and start learning how to play the sport. So yeah, it really is just self-paced. And as long as people can compare themselves to who they were when they started.
Yes, don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Yes. Then, yeah, you'll feel good about what you're achieving.
Well, I can say even from just our quick chat that Dragon City is definitely on my list of where to bend to go.
Yay!
That's it for this week's Where to Bend to Go. A huge thank you to Beck and the Chico Rollers for letting me crash their practice. And for giving some insight into why they love the sport so much. For more info, you can head to facebook.com/Dragon City Roller Derby.
Fantastic. Thanks, Em. Well, that's it for the week. Make sure you are following along for everything Central Victoria so you don't miss a second. Listener.